welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Good day, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Mike?
Good. You still up in Michigan?
Still up in Michigan.
Good deal. I'm jealous. There are a large number of patients who suffer from chronic wound infections. A chronic wound infection is one where there's a disruption of wound healing, usually as a result of poor circulation or impaired angiogenesis. Wound healing normally progresses at a pretty sustained, measurable rate. There's no specific time frame that clearly differentiates an acute from a chronic wound, although some people suggest the lack of approximately 15% reduction weekly or 50% reduction over a month indicates a sad chronic state. Local treatment is directed toward reducing pain and itching, minimizing infection and bleeding from the wound, and dealing with the most troublesome chronic wound problems that affect the patient physically and emotionally. Sometimes those are the exudate and the odors that come from these wounds. Surgical intervention of these chronic wounds involves multiple stage surgical procedures, first to prepare the wound and manage the infection, and then to cover the wound and promote revascularization. There are a bunch of other treatments besides surgery that have been tried, such as negative pressure wound therapy and hyperbaric oxygen therapy, often called HBOT. This hyperbaric oxygen can aid wound bed preparation by increasing local tissue oxygen perfusion. Most of the studies of hyperbaric oxygen therapy in chronic wounds are observational. You found a study that was published in Diabetes Care 2020, starts on page 616, and it attempts to answer the question, is topical oxygen effective in hastening the healing of refractory diabetic ulcers? Mark, first of all, what is topical oxygen? And second of all, does it work?
Well, we'll talk about what topical oxygen means. And yes, it does appear to work. They use something called a hyperbox that cycles from low to high pressure around the patient's wound, and from 10 to 50 millibars of oxygen pressure. So these researchers, this was a pretty good study. They enrolled 73 patients with diabetes who'd been recruited from wound centers. They all had full thickness diabetic foot ulcers between 1 and 19 square centimeters, and they'd all been treated for at least 4 weeks. They were observed for another 2 weeks using dressing and what's called a rocker sole boot, and they were enrolled in the study if they failed to have at least a 30% decrease in wound area with the standard treatment, so essentially treatment failures. The study patients were treated with a closed chamber device that provided hyperbaric oxygen cycled between 10 and 50 millibars, or a sham device that circulated unpressurized ambient air. Something like this, I mean, you would wonder, could patients know what they had? And it might have been good to report, you know, the unblinding. So did patients know what they were getting, or how likely were they to know? They didn't report that. Patients used the device 90 minutes each day, 5 times a week. So this was an intention to treat analysis. And after 12 weeks, 42% of patients who got the hyperbaric oxygen had complete wound healing, compared with 14% who got the sham. This was statistically significant, with a number needed to treat of only 3. For patients without total healing, the oxygen therapy was discontinued and the usual care was continued for up to a year. At 12 months, more patients who got the hyperbaric oxygen had complete healing, compared with those who got the sham treatment, number needed to treat, again, 4. Adverse events were similar and weren't thought to be related to the device. So bottom line, in patients with diabetic foot ulcer, a device that cycles oxygen from high pressure to low pressure increased the likelihood of complete healing compared to standard dressing and an offloading boot. The study was small, less than, even though the response was higher, 42% is still less than half responding after 3 months of treatment. So it's not a panacea, but it certainly appears to be better than the standard of care that they provided.
Very interesting. So let me make sure I have this right. So this is a box. You presumably send it home with the patient. They put their foot into this box, and if you're in the intervention group, it gives you high pressured oxygen. I have to assume that somehow the box must be attached to a cylinder or something of oxygen. So, I mean, it sounds like a pretty big deal, no?
Yeah, but, you know, diabetic foot ulcers are a pretty big deal, I'd say. You know, certainly it can lead to amputation, can lead to long-term disability. So something like this, while the initial setup may be a bit burdensome, it's probably worth it. I mean, it seems like something to at least consider for our patients.
Yeah, no, the study sounds impressive. Again, as you say, not a home run, but I've not seen the device before. It sounds very interesting. Well, thanks for sharing that. We'll talk with you again in a week.
Great.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.